The ice rose. Once upon a time, there was a young tailor. His name was Andrew. Andrew had a tiny shop in Gremlin. Gremlin was a small village near a big, dark forest. Andrew was a very good tailor, and he loved his job. He created wonderful dresses and suits for his customers. He was not very rich. He only had a house and a horse. Its name was Vulcan. Vulcan was a noble black horse, and Andrew loved Vulcan more than anything. Vulcan was not an ordinary horse. It was Andrew's best friend. Andrew had a regular life. Every day, he woke up very early in the morning and went to Vulcan's barn. He fed Vulcan, and then he went to his tiny shop near the lake. He cleaned his shop and sat in his chair. Then he began to work. In the evening, he stopped working and went back home. When he came home, he went to Vulcan's barn again and gave its food. He always ate his dinner at 8 o'clock and then went to bed. His life was regular, but it was not boring. He was a happy tailor. One day, Andrew woke up very early again. It was the first day of December. His bedroom was very cold, and he could hardly wash his face. The water was freezing. He looked out the window and saw that all Greenland was covered with snow. He said, "It has snowed all night. It will be a very cold winter." Then he put on his coat and went to his tailor shop. He opened his shop and then cleaned it. He sat in front of the firehouse and began to work. Outside was very cold, but Andrew's tailor shop was warm and comfortable. Then Andrew saw some soldiers and a big red carriage in front of his window. Everybody went out and looked at the red carriage. It was the carriage of the princess. Soldiers stopped in front of Andrew's shop and shouted loudly, "Make way for the princess of Gremland." Then one soldier opened the tiny door of the red carriage, and the princess got off the carriage. Everybody was looking at the princess. She was very tall and slim. She had long black hair and black eyes. She was wearing a light blue dress and a beautiful white hat. On her dress, there was a white rose, but she was more beautiful than all the roses in Gremland. She walked gently towards the tailor shop. A soldier ran before her and opened the door of the shop. Then the soldier shouted at Andrew, "Stand up, fool. This is the princess of Gremlin." Andrew stood up slowly, but he was not listening to the soldiers. He was looking at the beauty of the princess. He was fascinated by the princess. Then the princess walked into the shop and said, "Are you Andrew the tailor?" "Yes, my lady. I have heard your name many times. People say that you are the best tailor in Grimland," said the princess. "I am an ordinary tailor, madame," said Andrew. "Do not be modest. I know you are an excellent tailor," said the princess. "Thank you, my lady," said Andrew. "I want you to make me a purple dress." "That will be a pleasure for me, my lady." "Okay, then, I will come next week and take the dress," said the princess. Then the princess got onto her carriage and went away. Andrew was shocked and fascinated by the beauty of the princess. He fell in love with the princess. Then he began to prepare the purple dress. He worked all day in his shop, and he worked at home all night. He had no friend to talk about his love. So one night, he went to Volkan's barn and talked to his horse. "I love the princess, Volkan, but I am a poor tailor. How could a princess love me?" He could not sleep for 7 days because he always thought of the princess. Then, the following week, Andrew finished the purple dress and waited for the princess. In the evening, the red carriage and the soldiers came again. Then the princess came into Andrew's shop and said, "Have you finished my dress?" "Yes, I have, my lady. Here you are." The princess took the purple dress and looked at it. The dress was perfect. "You have done an excellent work. Thank you very much." "That was a pleasure for me, my lady." Then the soldiers gave Andrew a lot of gold for the dress. Andrew said, "I do not want any gold, my lady. This is a present for your beauty." "Thank you very much, but I cannot take a present from you," said the princess. "Please, my lady, I do not want any gold," said Andrew. "What do you want then?" "I want your love, my lady." The princess was surprised, and she said, "You are a brave tailor, Andrew. If you want my love, you must bring me something." "I will bring you anything you want, my lady. You must bring me the ice rose. You can only find it at the inn of Thorlen. And do not forget, nobody came back from Thorlen. It is the most dangerous place in the world. You must be very strong to go there." "I will bring the ice rose, my lady." Then the princess went away, and Andrew ran to his home. He took his sword and changed his clothes. Then he took Volkan and rode him to the frozen forest. The frozen forest was huge, and it was behind a thick and high wall. There was only one door on that wall, and Andrew rode to that door. Volkan was running like the wind, and Andrew was very excited. Then he came to the door. It was a giant black door, and there were two guardians in front of the door. The guardians were wearing black clothes, and their faces were horrible. One of the guardians said, "Who are you and what do you want?" "I am Andrew, and I want the ice rose." "You cannot go in. The door is closed. You have to answer our question." "What is your question?" asked Andrew. "What falls from the sky and does not break?" Andrew thought the question and did not speak for a while. Then he said, "It is the snow." "It is true. You can go in now, but do not forget the frozen forest is very dangerous. It is very cold. There are lots of wild animals, and the big red dragon is always hungry," said one guardian. "I am not afraid of the cold or the wild animals. I want to take the ice rose to the princess," said Andrew. "The ice rose is in the red dragon's cave. You must find the red dragon first." Andrew was not scared. He wanted to have the ice rose for the princess. The guardians opened the giant black door, and Andrew saw the big frozen forest. There were thousands of trees, and they were all covered with snow. The frozen forest was very cold, and the wind was blowing among the high trees. Andrew and Vulcan were cold, but they were not scared. They began to look for the big dragon. Vulcan walked slowly into the forest, and then they heard a loud sound. It was the sound of the wolves. Andrew looked back, and he saw the wolves. There were six hungry wolves, and they were running to Andrew. Andrew said, "Run, Vulcan, run!" Vulcan was running very fast. The wolves were just behind them. The wolves were very scary. They all had big, sharp fangs and strong legs. They looked hungry. Vulcan was running fast, but the wolves were faster than him. So Andrew decided to stop and fight the wolves. He rode Vulcan to an open area and then stopped in front of a big tree. He got off the horse and stood up bravely. The wolves were running towards him with their sharp fangs, but Andrew was not afraid of them. He took his sword and waited for the wolves. He was silent and ready to fight. The wolves stopped in front of him and began to walk slowly towards Andrew. Then one of the wolves suddenly attacked Andrew, but Andrew used his sharp sword very quickly and hit the wolf. Then the other wolves attacked him, but he fought them bravely. The wolves were very strong and heavy, but Andrew was brave, and he used his sword very fast. He fought with the wolves for hours, and he won the fight. All the wolves were injured with Andrew's sharp sword, and they went back. Then Andrew said, "Come on, Vulcan. We must find the ice rose." Andrew and Vulcan went on their way. The weather was still very cold and windy. It was snowing, and Andrew could not see his way clearly. They walked for hours, and then they saw a big lake. The lake was frozen, and the ice was very thin. There was not any bridge around. Andrew said, "We must pass this lake, but the ice is very thin, Vulcan. I will walk first, and you will follow me." Andrew got off Vulcan and walked on the thin ice. The ice was so thin that Andrew could see the fishes under the ice. He walked very slowly and carefully. Then he turned back and said, "Come on, Vulcan. Do not run and be very careful." Vulcan stepped on the ice and walked very slowly. Now Andrew and Vulcan were walking on the ice together. They were silent and careful. Andrew passed the lake first, but Vulcan was still on the ice. Andrew said, "Don't hurry, Vulcan. Be slow." Vulcan came near Andrew and passed the ice. They were safe now. Andrew got on Vulcan and said, "You are the best horse I have ever seen." Then Andrew and Vulcan went on their ways. It was getting colder and colder. The wind was stronger now, and Andrew could hardly see his way. The snow was very thick, and Vulcan could hardly walk on the snow. They could only hear the sound of the strong wind and snow. Andrew said, "We must find the Red Dragon, Vulcan. The ice rose is in his cave." Then suddenly, Andrew saw a rocky mountain behind the trees. It was a high mountain, and it was all covered with snow and ice. Andrew said, "The cave of the Red Dragon must be in this mountain. We will climb the mountain, Vulcan." They followed a narrow road and climbed the mountain. Vulcan was very tired and thirsty, but he did not stop. Then they saw a big cave. It was the Red Dragon's cave. The cave was deep and dark. Vulcan stopped in front of the cave, and Andrew got off. He said, "Stay here, Vulcan. I will go in alone. I do not want to hurt you." Then Andrew walked into the cave with his sword. He was walking slowly and carefully. He was looking around and searching for the ice rose. The cave was very dark, and Andrew could not see anything. Then, suddenly, he saw a shiny thing at the back of the cave. It was the ice rose. He went near the rose and looked at it. He was fascinated. The ice rose was light blue, and it had two big leaves. It was shining like a big candle. Then Andrew took the ice rose very slowly and put it into his small leather bag. It was very easy for him, and he did not see any dragon. But then he saw two big green lights next to his face. First, he could not understand, but then he understood that the green lights were the eyes of the red dragon. He could only see the eyes of the dragon because the cave was very dark. The dragon was looking at Andrew very angrily. And then the dragon opened its giant mouth and screamed. The red dragon had hundreds of teeth in its mouth, and they were all very sharp. Andrew looked at the mouth of the dragon and hit it with the sword. The dragon was hurt, and it screamed on Andrew's face. Its voice was very scary. Andrew pulled his sword back and was not afraid of the dragon, but he could not see it in the dark. So he ran out of the cave and waited the dragon outside the cave. Vulcan was afraid of the dragon's voice. It was a very loud voice. Then they saw the big red face of the dragon. It had a long neck and a very big body. The big red wings of the dragon were open, and it was flying very fast. It had a long, thick tail and four short legs. The dragon was still screaming. Andrew said, "I cannot fight the red dragon, Vulcan. It is very big and strong. We must run away. I have taken the ice rose. We can go now." Then Andrew got on Vulcan, and Vulcan ran like the wind. They were going to the door of the frozen forest. The wind was still blowing, and it was very cold, but the red dragon was not cold. It was behind Andrew and Vulcan. Andrew looked behind and saw the red dragon. He said, "Run faster, Vulcan. The dragon is coming. You must run faster, my friend. Faster." Then Vulcan began to run faster. He was faster than the wind. The dragon could not catch them, but it was still behind them. Then they came near the lake again. Andrew said, "We must pass the lake again, Vulcan. But this time, we should not walk slowly. The dragon will catch us." Then Vulcan began to run on the thin ice. The ice did not break at first, but then suddenly the ice broke, and Vulcan and Andrew fell into the cold lake. The lake was freezing, and it was very deep. Andrew swam across the lake, but Vulcan could not swim. The lake took Vulcan, and Vulcan drowned. Andrew screamed, "Vulcan!" But Vulcan did not come back. Andrew was very sad and angry. The dragon was still flying. Andrew decided to fight the red dragon because he was very angry. He said, "You took my best friend. I will not run away." Then Andrew took his sword and waited for the red dragon. Then the red dragon came and stopped in front of Andrew. Andrew looked at the dragon and said, "I hate you. You took Volkan. It was my only friend. And now it is under the cold water. Now I will fight you, and I am not afraid of you." Then suddenly the dragon began to talk. The dragon looked at Andrew and said, "Don't be afraid of me. I am the dragon of the frozen forest. I am the guardian of the ice rose." "What do you want from me?" asked Andrew. "I don't want anything now. You have taken my rose, and I have taken your best friend. You can take the ice rose now." Then the dragon smiled to Andrew and went away. Andrew was shocked, and he was very unhappy. He took the ice rose, but Volkan was not with him. Then Andrew walked in the frozen forest alone. He cried for Volkan. It was the worst day of his life. It was very hard for him, but he continued. Then he remembered the beauty of the princess and began to run. He wanted to give the ice rose to the princess. He was very tired and sad, but he did not stop. He went to the palace of the princess. There were soldiers in front of the palace. One soldier said, "What do you want, tailor?" "I want to give something to the princess," said Andrew. "What is that?" asked the soldier. "It is a secret." Then the princess saw Andrew and came to the door of the palace. She looked at the soldier and said, "Open the door." Then the soldier opened the door and Andrew went into the palace. He looked at the princess and said, "I have brought you the ice rose, my lady." Andrew opened his bag and took the ice rose. The ice rose was shining like a star. The princess looked at the rose and said, "You are a brave tailor, Andrew. Now you can take my love. I will be with you forever." Then Andrew kissed the princess, and they lived happily ever after.